We had a bedstead made out of mahogany, and it reached to the ceiling. All of that burned, and that's the only thing that came out of the house. And I, one of those legs was broken. The reason it came is on the porch. See, this leg I had put on, it doesn't match the other. And we had to play a piano that was a very expensive piano, and it had about 100 rolls and play on. And so when I go to Oxford, Miss Hargis had a surrey. And had a fringe around the top of it. And we'd go riding in this surrey. And I can look back and see all of those things. We had the whooping cough, and Anna Persia is still living up there. And we had the whooping cough when I lived in Oxford. Whooping cough was bad. And Mama gave us something, an old-fashioned remedy, and it smelled like onions. Well, the teacher had a rule that if anybody ate onions in her class, the boy was to get the whipping. And I didn't whip. I used my tongue and punished other ways. But she would sit the girl, would seat the girl in the corner with her face to the wall and make her recite the lesson with her face to the wall. And so we had to line up in front of the school building to march in. And Georgia Quarles turned to me and said, "Car, have you been eating onions?" I said, "No, but I've taken something for the whooping cough." You see, after the whooping cough wasn't catching, you still coughed nearly all winter. And I said, "Mama gave me some kind of cough medicine while I was at home at dinner." And I said, "It smelled like onions." I believe she did have some onions in it. She said, "Well, you better keep your mouth closed and keep your breath from coming out because she's going to put you in the corner." Well, I was sitting there talking. Directly, I went to a class, and we had to go up to the front to a class, you know, recite. Had 3-4 rows of benches up there. That was in Oxford. And a said, "Miss Carr's been eating onions." Well, she put me in the corner, and to this day, and that was 7th grade, to this day, I never see out of that I don't think about her telling that I ate onions. You know, those things stick with you.
Sure, sure.
I don't hold any animosity towards her, but she did, and she caused me to sit there. I didn't cry. I just was kind of furious. I answered the question with my face to the wall. And then another little girl brought the teacher fruitcake, fruit and everything like that. And she came there eating some onions. And so she said, she put her in the corner. And she said, "I bet I don't bring you any more fruitcake. Not anything else."
Take vengeance.
Let me go get my plate and show you something.
Sure.
I'll answer some more questions.
You're all right.
She's sitting in there. I want you to see something. Nah, you know, I like pretty things.
Are you comfy with it? Yeah.
I like pretty things. But I don't have them like I used to. Go on, take it out.
Okay.
You know, you can't always have what you want.
That's too bad you lost your home.
Yeah. But I adjust whatever comes my way. Now read that what it says over there.